Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, and what we traditionally do on Tuesdays, we rotate the different governmental agencies here in our region. We have a city on twice a month, and then we rotate Riley and Pottawatomie County the second and fourth Tuesdays. And so here we are in studio today with Greg McKinley. He's one of the Riley County commissioners, and our first visit with him in studio. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, it was nice, like I say, to be in studio for the first time instead of on a phone.
Yeah.
Nice to be here. And I got to meet the legendary Dave Lewis today. That was a big thrill.
Absolutely. One commissioner to a former commissioner,
yes.
As well. So that's kind of neat to do. Well, how have you been, Greg? We haven't gotten a chance to really get to know you a whole lot aside from virtually.
Yeah. Well, things are going fine. You know, been busy. A lot of stuff going on in the county, and keeping me busy.
Is everything you thought it would be when you ran last fall?
Oh, I don't know, not exactly. I mean, there's more things than I realized on some of the stuff, mm-hmm. And also just learning. You know, I think it probably gets easier as you go along, but trying to get all this stuff for the first time is sometimes challenging. It's good though. I'm enjoying it.
Sure. Well, it's a big learning curve. I know you guys are trying to cover a lot of different things here, from the budget to a sales tax question and many other things. I thought, though, we might start first with the most pressing, well, not pressing, but like most newsworthy thing here from the past weekend, and that's the church property, which I know you and John have your views on that, and Catherine's got her own views on what the future of that property should be, but it got a historic designation over the weekend, and I think a lot of us are kind of wondering, well, what does that mean now here going forward?
So am I, to a certain extent. I listened to the meeting. It was on a Zoom meeting with the state Saturday. When they discussed it, even some of the board members said, it's not restricted completely what you can do with it. Even if it gets this designation, it's not completely restricted. They said some buildings that have, you know, that have been designated historical still have ended up being torn down. There's just more procedures to go through to get to there. And I know Clancy, the counselor, is looking at what, you know, he's looking into what the legal things are, what we have to do to go forward. To see what happens. If nothing else, what we're doing, it's probably going to just cost us more for more steps to get through to what we're probably going to do in the end, which is take down the building.
Yeah. Well, and I know that there's a lot of people on both sides that say it's a historic property. They don't want to see it torn down. And they got the other side that says, well, it's not really serving any purpose right now.
Right. You know, there is one corner of the building, the original building, that was built to that pretty much matches the Carnegie Building and the courthouse. But there's only two walls left exposed to that building where they've added on the rest, especially the front. I'd never seen it when they were talking about it. We saw pictures of what the front of the building used to be, and it was a pretty neat building. But they tore all that down when they tied everything to it. And then they've added on so many different times that just the arrangement of it wouldn't work for an office building. It's just there's a lot of levels up and down to make it, you know, for the county building, you have to make it ADA accessible, and then you have to have several elevators in there because they're not all just stacked. There's a couple of elevations at one end, and then there's a couple of different elevations at the other end. So you'd have to have a bunch of different things, and it just doesn't arrange right.
And we're talking with Greg McKinley here, Riley County Commissioner, and you know, that church property is kind of in limbo, I guess, as you'd say now. Were you surprised that it got the designation? I don't think I was very surprised.
No, I don't think they ever turn anything down from what I've heard. If you fill out the paperwork, they designated a gas station as historic.
Right.
Unless we're all going to be driving electric cars, I don't think gas stations are particularly historic.
Yeah, it certainly was interesting. I didn't understand that that one either there. But I know what the plans were for more office space, particularly. Would any expansion, would that include maybe courtrooms too? Because I know the courthouse has some challenges.
Yeah, the long run plan was to make more courtroom space because the courtrooms are pretty cramped where they are, and there's not a couple of them are pretty small. That for some trials we need bigger spaces, and that was part of the intent was to get more courtroom space in a new building.
All right, so I guess going forward we just got to kind of wait and see at this point.
Yeah, like I said, we're looking into it to see what we have to do to go proceed. We did Monday approve the contract for asbestos removal. We're going to go ahead with that because no matter what happens, that has to be, if you're going to tear it down, all that has to be taken out because that can't be taken to a dump. You know, or if someone wants to remodel at some point, that stuff needs to all be taken out. So we are proceeding with that part of it.
Okay. Well, good to know. That's kind of one topic here so far. Got a lot of other things going on here at the county right now. You mentioned Clancy, and I know, and I didn't talk about this beforehand, but we've heard a lot from Clancy on the stores. What's the term, Dave, that I'm trying to think of? We always talk about with the retail big box stores. Dark store theory. Why couldn't I think of that? We talked about it so much in the past year and a half, 2 years. Is there any updates on those cases here lately?
We did, lose the case originally on Home Depot in Manhattan. They dropped the value 30% or 40%. And you can't appeal to the BOTA, the Board of Tax Appeals. You can't appeal to it or request an appeal, which frequently aren't accepted, but we did get accepted for that. So we do get, I think it's coming up in about a month, another chance to go back. Part of it is on the initial ruling, it was only it was enough of the staff. The vote has added several people since then. It was the minimal staff. They'd had trouble getting people onto it. And now that they've got a full staff, I guess they're willing to look at it again. So we're hopeful on that. We've also got trying to get the state law changed. We took it to the legislature this month. It didn't go very far. The larger counties are very informed on it. Some of the other smaller counties are not understanding what the problem could be, but everybody that's got a Walmart, eventually they're going to come back in, try to lower the values. So the Kansas Association of Counties, we're going to be added to that one of the items that they're pushing this year is to get that revised to clarify, and I don't know how it all works. The legal definition in the write-up is subject to interpretation and trying to clarify that it is the value of it, not what the value could be. It's what it is right now.
Right. So if you guys are able to win your appeal, how much is that you might be able to get back?
Like I say, it's a $2 million valuation, or $2 million appraisal. Evaluation. I don't remember now what the dollars were. Like I say, if we start losing all those, the property owners have to make that up somewhere.
Right. Yeah. That's the challenge here, because there's not, if Home Depot wins one case, what's going to prevent Hy-Vee or Dillon's or someone else?
Yeah. And like I say, Target, Walmart. Walmart has been big on doing a lot of them. I know they've got a big one in Johnson County where they've got like six of their Walmart's in one case going through.
Right. And you wouldn't think that would impact Johnson County too much because of
that's true.
But, who knows how many they're going to push through here, the Board of Tax Appeals.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, interesting. That'll be something to keep watching here in the next couple months. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more here with Greg McKinley. And we'll take your phone calls if you got them, 785-537-1350 here on InFocus.